Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President-elect Trump and his attorneys scoring a legal win in the battle to keep special counsel Jack Smith from releasing a final report in the classified documents case.
The order from Judge Eileen Cannon says the Justice Department cannot release the special counsel's report until the appeals court above her weighs in. The fear expressed by lawyers for Trump's co-defendants in the classified documents case is that the release of Jack Smith's findings could threaten the rights of the two men who still face trial. Trump's attorneys say the report could also step on his rights as an incoming president. It's now unclear whether these issues can be fully resolved before Trump takes office in less than 2 weeks.
The president-elect held a press briefing earlier vowing to reverse President Biden's executive order that bans offshore oil and natural gas drilling when he takes office. Strong Santa Ana winds with gusts up to 100 miles per hour are expected in Southern California this week. That's raising the wildfire threat. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reporting an increase in gray wolf depredations on livestock in 2024. According to DNR data, 2024 saw 84 cases of confirmed or probable wolf depredations on livestock, up from 69 in 2023 and 49 in 2022. DNR officials also reported an increase in the number of wolf harassment complaints from residents. Managing the gray wolf population in the state has become a controversial topic, with lawmakers at odds over whether there should be a set wolf population goal or not. On Friday, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers signed an executive order to ensure state-owned properties meet National Flood Insurance Program guidelines for floodplain management. According to a press release, Executive Order 250 provides clear land use authority requiring state projects to meet the requirements of the NFIP guidelines or more restrictive guidelines if applicable. Ensuring compliance with those guidelines will allow Wisconsin to remain eligible to receive federal funding, like loans, grants, or incentives, for state projects. The Washburn City Council is expected to select a plan for the future of Hillside Park at their meeting next week. A number of plans have been considered over the past few months with various public hearings to gather input from the community. Parks Committee officials recommended a plan that includes a multi-use court, picnic pavilion, and ADA-accessible walkways, as well as benches and a playground in the green space. Some residents have expressed opposition to having more courts due to concerns about ongoing maintenance. An arrest warrant has been issued for a Chetek man facing drug-related charges who missed his court appearance last week. According to law enforcement authorities, 49-year-old Daryl Cole was charged with felony possession of methamphetamine and narcotic drugs, as well as misdemeanor possession of drug paraphernalia. Cole was scheduled to appear in court on Thursday, but never showed up. He's facing up to 3.5 years in prison and a $10,000 fine on the charges. He was out on a $1,000 signature bond. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Badgers win on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers with a Big Ten conference win at Rutgers, 75-63. John Blackwell leading with 21 points. Head coach Greg Gard after the game.
We know we're always in for a battle when we come here. Life on the road in the Big Ten is very difficult. So when you can get road wins and lead wire to wire like we did, a really good team win and obviously a lot of contributions from across the board.
NBA, the Bucks snapped a two-game losing streak with a 128-104 decision over the Raptors in Toronto. Chris Middleton sitting out with ankle tendonitis. NFL, Matt LaFleur says that Packers wide receiver Christian Watson suffered a torn ACL in Sunday's loss to the Bears. Watson will spend the next year recovering.
I know he'll attack it the right way. He'll handle the adversity. It'll just be a bump in the road for him, and I think he'll come back better. That's just how he is built. That's how he's wired. There'll be good. It's just going to be down the road.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
A mix of sun, clouds, and chilly temperatures today, with highs reaching the upper teens. Thankfully, the winds are calm, so not much of a wind chill added to that. And tonight, we crash cold down to the single digits. With partly sunny skies expected tomorrow, we stay crisp, highs only reach the mid-teens. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Currently, it's 15 degrees. Earl Ingram.
The Republicans and Donald Trump want to impose tariffs. They say it's going to bring in $2.7 trillion.
That's what they say when they're trying to justify a tax reduction. Those broad tariffs are not good for the average American.
You know, Sandy, I'm not a guy that knows anything about calculus and any of those things, but I do know how to add and subtract. They're adding to the national debt.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I drew my brother's name one year and we went to the mall and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him that I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, still concerned about the high price of groceries. We'll talk about Trump tariffs with Darren Von Ruden with the Wisconsin Farmers Union. That's all on the way. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 now, past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program. It is Tuesday, January 7th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Glad to have you along here. Coming up later this hour, our own Luke Mathers, Tuesday Tangents with Lukester. We have a What's Worse straight ahead as well, but right now, want to continue on with this kind of breaking story of the day. Maybe not breaking, but I consider it the top story of the day. And many thanks to Jack Kelly of WisconsinWatch.org, talking about his great piece on this very important critical race, Wisconsin State Supreme Court, coming up in April, April 1st, by the way. And also talking about this story in the Wisconsin Examiner by Ruth Conniff. And the comments by one of the candidates, Brad Schimmel, former Wisconsin Republican Attorney General, now a Waukesha County judge, who is the conservative running for state Supreme Court. Schimmel, on Thursday, went on Vicki McKenna's conservative talk radio program and defended the January 6th insurrectionists. So we're not talking about people who were there. That's another level. These are guys like this guy, Casper from Wisconsin, from Pulaski, who pled guilty and bragged on his social media that he pepper sprayed with bear spray three cops, Capitol police officers, and instigated and pushed the cops back and assaulted them. This is who Brad Schimmel wants to defend. Thinks they got a raw deal. Thinks the court system didn't work for them. By the way, another little tidbit in this article in the Wisconsin Examiner, Schimmel made government transparency a major talking point in his campaign to be the state's top lawyer, but then tried to hide records of a trip to a conference hosted by the controversial Alliance Defending Freedom, which the Southern Poverty Law Center has labeled an anti-gay hate group. And I'm not just talking about they got a problem with folks like me, the gays. This group, Alliance Defending Freedom, let me give you a little sample of these folks. They had a case where they defended a Tennessee-based Christian adoption agency that refused to work with Jewish prospective parents. These people think unless you're Christian, you shouldn't be adopting children. Jewish, out of luck. Muslim, absolutely not. Atheist, forget about it. You must be Christian in order to adopt a child, according to these people. Also commenting on an earlier case in South Carolina, this group, ADF, expressed support for an evangelical foster care provider in South Carolina that rejects Jewish prospective parents as well as LGBTQ people, atheists, and other non-Christians. Thinks that we should recriminalize homosexual acts in the United States. Have a same-sex girlfriend, boyfriend, gay marriage? Any of that? Jail. Want to criminalize our sons and daughters, our nieces and nephews, our neighbors, our coworkers who happen to be gay. And that's who Brad Schimmel went down to have drinks with. And, oh, by the way, one of the main reasons he was there, went with a colleague from the State Department of Justice, attorney Micah Teslin, who, according to the New York Times, presented his, quote, legal strategy to end Roe. He proposed his idea for an abortion ban that sets a limit earlier than 20 weeks to undercut Roe more openly. Schimmel told McKenna that, unlike liberal justices of the court, quote, I'm going to follow the law and the Constitution. That's something we're missing right now, unquote. His version of that, which apparently includes defending insurrectionists who attack our law enforcement officers and criminalizing our friends and neighbors who happen to be gay. And he wants to be on the state Supreme Court. This is, look, I'm not a Democrat. I'm an independent. But let me give my Democratic friends a little free advice here. You should have TV ads up yesterday on this stuff, asking Brad Schimmel why does he not back the blue? Forget about all this narrative about Act 10. It's too complicated. People don't understand it. If you want to win this, right? By the way, I think if the election were held today, Schimmel wins. Democrats and liberals and progressives need to get on your marker here and start running ads about this. Call Brad Schimmel out for not supporting law enforcement. Call him out for being extreme on adoption, extreme on trying to criminalize our friends and neighbors who happen to be gay. Because those are things that even soft Trump voters are going to reject. Not that I'm a political consultant anymore, but I'm just saying. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. I believe Bob in Waukesha, you've been waiting quite a while. Thanks for waiting, Bob. What say you?
Well, it's easy to see what Schimmel's doing. Trump and the MAGAs won Wisconsin. So he's running as a MAGA.
Absolutely.
And he makes sure they know he's a MAGA. Because he figures if Trump won Wisconsin being a MAGA, he can win the Supreme Court by being a MAGA. And he's just, you know, these Republicans are such hypocrites. I don't know how they get up in the morning and look themselves in the mirror. They're nothing but lying hypocrites.
The people that run? Yeah, absolutely. And but let me ask you this, Bob, quickly. I know some people that voted for Trump who might consider themselves MAGA. But this stuff that I'm talking about with Schimmel defending insurrectionists who attack cops, I think that's a bridge too far for at least some of this soft MAGAs. I think it's a huge mistake what he's doing politically.
Well, look at Ron Johnson. Ron Johnson said they were nothing but patriots that loved their country.
Right.
It's the MAGA party.
Right.
That's
the
what
people,
it is.
The people at the top, yeah.
They defend this stuff. Mm-hmm. How you can defend January 6th and be in our government, be a congressman or a senator, there you don't belong in office.
Yeah, agreed. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Madison and WMDX. Joe in Madison, always a pleasure. Joe, what say you?
Well, I would agree with the previous caller. How can you defend anybody who says they back the blue when clearly they're A-OK with people beating the blue? Mm-hmm. I am somebody who has in my extended family police officers, and the notion that they would be sprayed while doing their job, that they would be beaten while doing their job, that they would be ignored and disobeyed and disrespected in such a way just floors me. But what floors me even more is that any politician would come to their defense. I find that appalling. Obviously, they don't back the blue. And obviously, The Dems do, because this is, those people deserve prison time for what they did. I'd like to return to Mr. Schimmel on a couple of items that he has in his past that I just wanted to remind people of. When he was Attorney General previously, big money spent on swag or chum, whatever you might call it. He had gold plated coins with his motto, K-A-E-D, kicking ass every day. How very cute.
I forgot about this. I appreciate you bringing it up. Go ahead.
Yeah, pistol cases, golf towels, and custom-made fortune cookies. I got this information from Shepherd Express. You can look it up. Mm. He spent his office spent $83,000 on these self-promotion items. What this has to do with being an attorney general, boy, I don't know. But here's what his response was when he was testifying before the Legislative Budget Committee. He didn't know what it cost. He didn't know. He didn't have any idea. You know, I mean, you know, it just doesn't go back to him. And the thing that is most egregious when I think about Brad Schimmel is the lousy, lousy action that he had in regard to the backlog of rape cases, information on rape cases that we had, backlog rape kits. So this guy, lying Brad, in April 2017 was called out by Political Fact Wisconsin. He said in his first years, 2 years of office, that he had mission accomplished. And what he had done was tested only 9 rape kits and claimed it was hundreds that had been tested. Big old liar. Yeah. In addition, he got $7 million from a grant nationally for tests for the backlog and still had thousands backlog. And he had the moniker Backlog Brad. When the guy can't even do his job, and when rapists may be still out on the street because the information isn't there to charge them, to do the investigations and charge them, that's criminal. Yeah. I'm sorry, that is criminal on the part of our attorney general. So thanks for the opportunity. Appreciate it, Todd.
Always appreciate you, Joe. Thank you so much. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. I appreciate Joe. He always has the facts when she calls. And I forgot about that. Yeah, he used taxpayer money to make gold coins to promote himself. Not exactly fiscally conservative. By the way, if you have a radio show like this, find yourself a producer engineer like Zomers. Found that clip from this summer, past summer, at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Glenn Grothman, Congressman Glenn Grothman, conservative MAGA Republican, and I had a little discussion about attacking cops on January 6th.
You're a law and order guy. You're a back to blue guy. I mean, you've got people, whether you say it was an insurrection or whatever you want to call it on January 6th, there were people who attacked law enforcement who were found guilty by their peers and some places pled guilty. You're an attorney. You have a law degree. Those people are served in jail. Do you agree that they're American heroes and ought to be pardoned?
I don't think they're American heroes, but I think it's I think what happened that day, the significance of it, can be exaggerated, and I don't think Donald Trump encouraged it. We know that Donald Trump actually
should they be pardoned, though?
Depends on the individual.
But the people who are on camera who are attacking...
Absolutely, but nobody's talking about pardoning them, as far as I know.
Trump has said he wants to pardon all of them.
I would be surprised if that happens.
Glenn Grothman. Absolutely! Glenn Grothman, Republican Congressman of Wisconsin, former state senator, says that for those caught on camera, for those who have overwhelming evidence for having attacked our law enforcement agency, absolutely they should stay in jail. But Brad Schimmel disagrees. If you're to the right of Glenn Grothman, you might not be right for the Wisconsin State Supreme Court. 855-752-4842. More phone calls on the other side. It's the All Balls Show on Civic Media's Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Matt LePay for Steinhoffels. Since 1934, Steinhoffels has been Wisconsin's furniture and mattress destination for quality, selection, and service. Steinhoffels is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. During the weekend of January 10th through the 12th, visit any Wisconsin Steinhoffels store, spend $1,999 or more, and get a $100 gift card to the University Bookstore to get the latest Badgers gear and apparel. Relax, it's Steinhoffels.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking about why, if you've got savings, you need a high-yield savings account. High yield just means high interest, you know, the money the bank pays you for keeping your money with them. You will probably find the highest yield savings accounts at an online bank. Just go on and Google and do some research and figure out who's offering the highest rates right now. Now, lately, it's been between 4 and 5%. That is your savings earning real interest. And okay, figuring out all the details of opening a new bank account can be very annoying, but I bet you can probably get one going in less than an hour. So give yourself 60 minutes and get it done. I've done it. You'll thank yourself when you see your money making money for doing nothing. For more everyday money help, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This message is sponsored by WISCaregiver.com. Now is the time to start a meaningful career as a caregiver. Make a real difference in people's lives. WISCaregiver.com gives you two great options for free. Train for the in-demand caregiver workforce as a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or become a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. All training is free. Plus, you can earn a $500 bonus. Learn more. Visit WISCaregiver.com.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down.
Here in the middle of the day, from Middle America, talking to the sensible middle of Wisconsin. It's the Tom Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along. 21 past the hour of 1 o'clock on Tuesday, January 7th, 2025. Going to wrap this up, bring Luke Mathers on. See, we also have a what's worse we got to get to, but this is a big story. And the mainstream media, the legacy media, just they don't want to get down and talk about this. Talking about Brad Schimmel, Republican conservative candidate for Wisconsin State Supreme Court, saying on Vicki McKenna's show on the conservative talk radio show that he wants to defend January 6th insurrectionists. Guys like this guy from Wisconsin, Casper, from Pulaski, Wisconsin, that pled guilty, that used bear spray to spray our law enforcement Capitol Police officers, and Brad Schimmel wants to defend them. We played the cut. Even Glenn Grossman, Republican congressman from Wisconsin, says he's not in favor of that. Yet Brad Schimmel is fine with it. Wants to play partisan politics. Caller up in Green Bay listening on our great station, WGBW. Every single show that comes out of there, a winner. GBW, great station up there in Green Bay. Mike listening on GBW says, good day, Todd. Wonderful show as usual. Thank you for that. What I'm worried about in this Supreme Court race is that Democrats not having the correct messaging. I feel like my party gets way too far into the weeds and loses all but the most politically adept individuals, unquote. Mike, I cannot agree with you more. That is the text of the day.
Text of the year, maybe. it's only January.
It's spot on. Look, I'm no Karl Rove. I'm no James Carville. I'm certainly no Trygve Olson, but it's not hard to see where this race is going to go, and quickly. Here's what Republicans and Schimmel, here's the race they're going to run. They're going to put up TV ads because they're going to go through Crawford's records as a judge, and they'll exaggerate it. This is what the ad will be. Judge Crawford let out an illegal transsexual rapist onto the streets. We need to elect Wisconsin's top cop who's tough on crime and who defended Americans voting. That's it. That's the whole race. And if Democrats try to play the, well, let's talk about Act 10 and how that affected public employees because it's really important to all of our friends and neighbors. Loser. Because the vast majority can't comprehend that easily. Look what happened in Wisconsin this last election. False, grotesque ads against
transsexual people carried the day. And it was only when Tammy Baldwin stood up and said, "You're lying about my record," that helped her pull that out. And of course, all the other, you know, the great legacy she has of being a United States Senator. Brad Schimmel has given Democrats a gift. He made a terrible political mistake by doing this. And Democrats need to get on this yesterday and start making this race about, why doesn't Brad Schimmel back the blue? Why is he soft on crime? Why is he defending American terrorists on January 6th? And by the way, why is he also against Jewish people adopting? And why does he want to criminalize our friends and neighbors who happen to be gay? That's the race the Democrats should win or run. And they'd win. 855-752-4842. Wisco Paul. Wisco, thanks for calling. If you can make it quick, go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Thanks, Joe. You always have the facts. That's great. I'll make it quick. Schimmel is the same as Bailman. There's very little difference. And the Act 10 will not work like you say. But Bailman, Schimmel, Kelly, they're all the same. Not good for Wisconsin. Thanks, Todd.
Always appreciate you, Wisco. Thanks so much. 855-752-4842. Gene, up in Eau Claire, beautiful Eau Claire. Gene, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Outstanding show. Just outstanding. I recommend everybody who's listening, share this with a friend and tell them to share it with their friends. This is outstanding reporting. Thank you so much, and I agree with you 100% on everything you said. Keep up the great work. Both of you guys, outstanding. Have a good day. Thanks. Bye.
You're amazing, Gene. We appreciate your listenership as always. 855-752-4842, up against the clock, but let's get one more in. WAUK Waukesha. Rick in Waukesha, what say you?
Is this me?
It is, Rick. You're on the air. If you make it quick, go ahead.
All right, Todd, I want to lighten things up a little bit. I got an opinion question.
All right.
I don't want to sound like a broken record, but is it too early for Al Gore to jump in the race?
For what?
For president.
I think you're a little early. I think you're a little early.
Little early.
I appreciate
the
call.
We gotta get the name out there. Thank you.
Thank you, Rick. Rick, I appreciate the call. 855-752-4842. We're gonna lighten things up a little bit in the next segment with Luke Mathers. We haven't gotten to what's worse yet, but I think that this, because we are right on the precipice, the cusp, whatever you want to say. I can't believe that our TVs or radios haven't been inundated with ads yet. But that's good news, because the airwaves are still clear to get the truth out there about this guy Schimmel. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Andrew quickly, a little shoot. Andrew, you got about a minute left. Go ahead.
I want to know why January 6th is terrorist-driven, but yet you talk nothing about the disastrous Black Lives Matter movement and all that stuff. Why never talk apples to apples about the truth?
Well, do you? I have the same question I have for one of our other callers. Do you feel like Glenn Grossman does, that those who attack police officers and either pled guilty or were proven beyond a shadow of a doubt to be guilty, do you think people that attack police officers should be in jail?
Yes, as a police officer, I absolutely do.
Yeah, then we agree with that.
The Republican side, why not Black Lives Matter side? They burn cities down, and your side paid for them to stay out of jail.
It's not my side. I don't believe it belongs to any political party, and I have called out those who have attacked police officers. I've said on this program, and I'll say it to you, as someone who used to be the chair of a public safety commission for a city council, I have great admiration for law enforcement. I absolutely agree with you. Anybody who's attacking law enforcement like that, doesn't matter which side of the aisle you're on. But right now, the side who's attacking...
Why are you calling one terrorist? Why are you saying somebody that used the bear spray... They did it too. So why is one a terrorist, but the other side's not?
Because only one side's running for Supreme Court and is against police officers, and that's Brad Schimmel. But thanks for the call, Andrew. I appreciate it. 855-752-4842. And we've got Luke Mathers on the other side. And what's worse? Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matinee on Air.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin State Legislature is back in session after lawmakers were sworn in on Monday. With new district maps across the state, 54 Republicans and 45 Democrats were sworn into office with drastically different goals for their terms. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers proposed an expansion of the state referendum process to allow citizen petitions for constitutional amendments. Republican leaders say they are not likely to support that plan and intend to focus their efforts on a tax cut to send the state's surplus back to taxpayers. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is sharing energy-saving tips to help residents keep their utility bills down. As winter weather arrives and the sun sets earlier, Wisconsinites may find themselves paying extra for electricity and heating. To put a dent in that higher-than-usual bill, DNR officials are suggesting residents do things like lower their thermostat when leaving the home, keep shades open during the day to allow sunlight to heat their home, and check their homes for cracks or holes that may be allowing that heat out. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will hold a virtual public hearing on potential changes to deer management units in the state's Northern Forest Zone on Wednesday. DNR officials are considering a return to habitat-based deer management units rather than continuing with the county-based system. They say the change could allow more harvest opportunities for antlerless deer in more abundant areas while setting limitations on areas with a smaller deer population. The meeting can be found through the DNR website. The Great Lakes Aquarium in Duluth has announced a notable increase in attendance in 2024, with big plans for next year as well. According to organization officials, over 225,000 people visited the aquarium in 2024, an over 5% increase over 2023 attendance. They credited their new Oceans Alive seawater exhibit for the increase after seeing a record-breaking summer following its opening. In 2025, the aquarium is planning a Lava to Lakes exhibit, which will include a pool where visitors can touch the sharks. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There was a lion's roar atop the box office this past weekend. Mufasa took first place on the big screen with a haul of just under $24 million. The Lion King prequel edged out Sonic the Hedgehog 3 on the last weekend of 2024. Sonic, which was tops last weekend over Mufasa, brought in just over $21 million for a second place, but out-earned Mufasa over the traditional three-day weekend. Both films are entering their fourth week of release and showing decent legs. Coming in third place this past weekend was Focus Features' Nosferatu, a surprise hit that has pulled in about $70 million since its release on Christmas Day. The film is now at $100 million globally. Rounding out the top five were Moana 2 in fourth place with $12 million and about to pass $1 billion globally. And in fifth place was Wicked with just over $10 million. The Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, landed in sixth place for the second week in a row with just over $8 million big ones. Great assortment of flicks in the theaters right now to help you combat the cold. Check them out. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
A mix of sun, clouds, and chilly temperatures today, with highs reaching the upper teens. Thankfully, the winds are calm, so not much of a wind chill added to that. And tonight, we crash cold down to the single digits. With partly sunny skies expected tomorrow, we stay crisp. Highs only reach the mid-teens. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 16 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I drew my brother's name one year and we went to the mall and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him that I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Tim Dennis, host of the Darkness Radio podcast, joins the show. Then we talk about the Milwaukee comedy scene with comedy sports head coach Mike Kauf. Let's light it up Tuesday style.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Welcome back to the Tahlo Ball Show. show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 now past the hour of 1 o'clock on Tuesday, January 7th. If it's Tuesday, it must be Tuesday Tangents with Luke Mathers. An hour later than normal because Todd doesn't know how to schedule his own show. As it turns out, well, you were very helpful, Luke Mathers. How are you? But number one, Happy New Year. Done.
Happy New Year.
And you were very kind to helping me book Jack Kelly. Oh, great interview, by the way, from Wisconsin watching hour one. And you said, what time? And I said, well, either 12:30 tomorrow or Thursday, forgetting that was your slot. And you very kindly and humbly didn't say anything. And you booked Jack. And then I'm like, what the heck did I do?
I had a feeling that you were aware of what you were asking. But you know,
I wasn't. It's are you serious?
A little behind the scenes of how the sausage got made. I was like, all right, 12:30, those two times.
Ask my friends and family. I'm rarely aware. But thank you for being flexible.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, it's coming. It's going to be here before we know it. April 1st, and so it's definitely important. See, I didn't want to delay the
it was
importance
well, and
aspect.
Lots of people calling and listening. I thought it was a great segment to talk about because so few people are talking about in legacy media, and I know it gets overused now, but I think because of, and this is one of the many things I appreciate about Civic Media, not just my show, but all the other ones, is we actually have time to suss out and get into detail about really important things and bring the truth to our listeners across Wisconsin.
Yeah, and it's going to be here before we know it. So this isn't really something that I think there's a lot of people that are either through burnout or just unhappy with the results or the coverage or however you want to describe it of the political realm here in Wisconsin and the country as a whole, where they're kind of just tuning it out. Mm-hmm. Like we're seeing time and time again, like the president-elect got not that many more votes than he did in 2020 or 2016. Mm-hmm. And it seems like there was a general sitting at home on the couch this past November. And so there's a tune out effect. And I think there's plenty of people that are tuning it out, but for those that aren't, we got to be talking about these things because April 1st will be here before we know it. And there are stakes. Every single election has consequences. Agreed. And if you're not talking about it, that's not avoiding them. It's not going to prevent it from happening. Like April 1st, even before then, we're going to have a February primary. And it looks like there's going to be a statewide primary that night because of the Department of Public Instruction position that is up also on the ballot along with this state Supreme Court race. And layer on top of that, we now see the one of the first orders of business that the Republican lawmakers made in the new legislative session is they're going to try to put a constitutional amendment enshrining voter ID into Wisconsin's constitution. You know, the number one thing voters were calling for in November. The number one thing that voters were calling for. Yeah, right. I mean, all the exit polls, Todd, right, led that to be priority numero uno.
I think if we talk about that, I don't want to go too far down the road on this.
But I do tend to have a tangent here.
That's the whole point of this segment, which I love. I'm just saying we brought up yesterday, or was it the day before, yesterday, Monday, as it turned out, the start of the week. But I spent a lot of time on social media this weekend to kind of do things for the show. And there's just a lot of anger out there right now, and particularly about this upcoming inauguration and whatnot. Certainly the person that I would have rather been elected president did not win. And I get it as much as I can. I think what you just said, though, is a healthy way to channel that anger, that frustration, instead of just screeching and yelling and posting things. Why is it that people like to post things in their car? I guess I'm just too old. It's like there's a formula for these posts now.
Apparently the algorithms like it.
Yeah, post it in your car, be very angry, swear a lot. But what you said, Luke, organize, activate, get people to the polls for April's election, because focus our whatever our emotions are, it's something where you can actually do something about it.
Yes. Yes. And especially for off-year elections, like the time and time again, you see the variance in turnout for these off-cycle elections. And that is going to be what the motivating factor is there, which is the reason why Republican lawmakers would put something like a constitutional amendment enshrining one of the strictest forms of voter ID that in the nation here in Wisconsin. You can see that their priorities are to try to juice turnout. It is why we've seen an uptick in not bipartisanship since 2018 when Governor Tony Evers was first elected, but this increase of ballot referendums to legislate. They're not trying to find compromise. Like, Wisconsin voters are clearly sending a message, but it's not being received well because this is the slimmest majority that Republican lawmakers have had here in Madison in 15 years. Mm-hmm. It is going to be very, very imperative for turnout if a constitutional amendment like that gets on the ballot for April 1st, because there's been just this uptick. I want to say 5 different constitutional ballot questions
in the last year or two. It's all to get people to the polls for certain reasons.
Exactly. So it is the way that the Republicans are trying to enact their priorities rather than seek compromise, bipartisanship here at the Capitol.
And I think that what we talked about in the last hour and a half here is a way for at least some Republicans and Democrats to come together, because we play the cut from Glenn Grothman from this summer in Milwaukee at the RNC. Even Glenn Grothman said, look, if we have people that have attacked police officers, they should be in jail on January 6th. I think there are quote-unquote soft Trump voters, in other words, people that voted for Trump but aren't hardline MAGA folks, who would say that's a bridge too far. You can then join with more liberal folks and all vote for Crawford in April, regardless of what your hardline political stance is, because that Schimmel is just too extreme. He's too extreme for, I think, the majority of Wisconsin voters.
Yeah, and so that topic, the discussion, the article over at Wisconsin Watch, your conversation with Jack Kelly, things like that need to start be talked about now, even though it's the first week of January. April 1st feels like we're going to have baseball by then.
I know.
It feels like forever away.
I know.
But it is going to be here before we know it, and so it was important to flip around my schedule.
All right, we're going to do exactly what our consultant Tony says I should not do, which is do two things at once. We have Luke Mathers. We're gonna weave it in. We're going to do the weave. That's the new thing here. You got to do the weave. Time once again for what's worse. Let's go. This or that, this or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get with that. Time now for a Tuesday Tangent edition of What's Worse. No prize money involved, only your chance. But not only, your chance to have your voice heard across Wisconsin's largest privately owned radio network, Civic Media, all of our 11 talk news stations, every major media market. And, of course, on the Civic Media app, download it for free on your Apple or Android device. Today is what's worse, Lukester, junk mail, or spam? What's worse, junk mail or spam? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. What's worse, junk mail or spam? I ask you, Luke Mathers.
So we're talking junk mail, like physically in my mailbox,
yes,
or spam in my email folder.
Yes.
I got to go hands down, junk mail.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
The idea to me, I get frustrated. Mm-hmm. Some may even say that it grinds my gears when I, at the end of the day, when I check the mailbox on my way home and into the house, the three or four things that I have in there are all credit card offers or whatever other various sorts of junk mail.
Victoria's Secret.
Hang on. You said junk mail. That's not junk mail. Come on. No, I'm just kidding. The missus, I don't think we get any of those ads. Right. But the amount of things that pile up. We're relatively new homeowners, but we've been in the home for a number of years now. Mm-hmm. We still get mail to our house from the former people.
Really?
Like, I'm very, like, wow, to an extreme degree. Like, I had to send something back because it looked really important, like, just this week.
Well, open it up. Oh, find your keepers.
No. It looked more like a bill kind of important thing I want to keep that.
You
kind
don't
of
want
thing.
That.
No, I don't want that.
But some business whose official address is still the place I live, which is a townhouse. And it sounds like it was a shipping company based on the name. So I don't know how that was their business.
Everybody's
address.
Got that side hustle. Come on, Somers. Everybody's got the side hustle. I'm sure.
Also, talking about doing two things at once. And Tony, a different Tony, comments on YouTube. How dare you, sir?
Well, you know, we're ambidextrous. We can do two. We can do it with both hands. I guess. Anyway, moving on. What's worse, junk mail or spam? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. What's worse, junk mail or spam? Quickly, Zombers, what's the...
I say that junk mail is worse because as somebody who needs extra salt in my diet, spam is tasty.
All right.
But that's why I got the clarity of what spam we were talking about.
As far as, you know, actually playing along with the question, I still say junk mail because with spam, click delete.
Yeah, there's filters that you can put on your inboxes. There's all that stuff.
Carolyn in Heartland on AUK says junk mail as well. Alice listening on WFHR. Great. I want to spend more time in Wisconsin Rapids this summer. It's such a beautiful station.
Yeah, right.
Great people up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alice in beautiful Cudahy says definitely spam. It keeps me online too long. Waste time. I can dispose of junk mail in 3 seconds. Please. It keeps my mailman in a job. Alice, I'm with you. 100%.
I just think of the environmental impact, though, like of the junk mail. To me, I can delete the spam in seconds as well, but I don't have to feel bad about the 4 pieces of paper or cardboard, because none of it's like flimsy. Like it all comes in on like heavy duty, durable stuff.
That reminds me of the line in Boston Legal when an activist on the street asked Denny Crane, the character in Boston, played by the great William Shatner. She said, "Excuse me, sir, do you have 3 minutes for the environment?" And he said, "I don't have time. I'm too busy enjoying nature." Yes.
I will say, though, junk mail can lead to some funny moments. Like when we were getting all the political junk mail, and we got several different versions of a flyer that was printed in Florida on really nice paper. We looked into it about 10 policies that show why Kamala Harris is too extreme to be president. And first of all, not a single one was a policy. They were all like quoting themselves on Twitter, but they all had different graphic design. Like they spent a lot of money on this, and we put them on our fridge.
What's worse, junk mail or spam? Mary in Tosa says spam is worse, more voluminous, and harder to dispose. A listener at WAUK, junk mail, especially around election time, to Zomer's point. Another listener at FHR in Wisconsin Rapids, junk mail can be recycled. It's paper. I agree with that.
It is paper, but it's just – I do recycle it, too. I throw it in the recycling. But just the thought that the whole purpose of that one piece of junk mail, the – its entire reason for being to me is just to go into the recycling bin? Come on.
The process of shipping.
I'm very selfish about it. My time is more valuable than a tree. I agree with Alice. I got to go through it. It clogs up my box. I can't find what I'm really looking for. I might accidentally click on something, God forbid. It's just terrible.
All of a sudden, a Nigerian prince is well funded because Mr. Alba.
I can only hope. Jeff Perry, our ongoing contributor on Facebook, says spam is worse. Junk mail is much easier to digest. Well, see, I agree. Spam is much worse.
All right.
Tony on YouTube also agrees.
Tony on YouTube, spam is worse.
Tony, you're far too online. See, I can understand that you're not a big fan of the spam. But.
Tyler in Columbia County listening here on WMDX in Madison, email spam could get filtered. Junk mail is physical, but keeps the post office going. My trick from working mail sort of at UW Stout, look for pre-sorted standard versus pre-sorted first class. Standard mail may not be forwarded even with a change of address. My bigger pet peeve or current resident?
Yeah, when they send spam, it's like to Aaron Zomers or current resident, and you know it's going to get sent to that address
forever.
For eternity.
I'm like Charlie Brown. I'm just happy I have a piece of mail. Somebody, I don't care if I'm the current resident. Oh, look, I got mail. I got a Valentine.
See,
somebody sent me something.
But junk mail degrades that, though, that feeling, because
letter.
It's Lucy pulling the football out from you, because really it's not a Valentine. It's not a piece of mail for you. It's an ad for LASIK eye surgery, and I don't need LASIK eye surgery.
I love when they send ads for like window replacement and house maintenance to apartments. It's like, this is not the right audience.
By the way, quickly, update. Did you get your windows in? Did we ever resolve that?
Your I got window a very nice
in
window.
Your garage?
Yeah, it's all right. Set.
Look, Luke's a homeowner.
That was like a month ago.
I know. I'm just catching up. It's been the holidays. We're going to come back, see what Luke's prediction is for the Packers, the Brewers, and also us grinding his gears. It's the All Ball Show at Luke Mathers on a Tuesday on the Civic Media. Ready to go.
Oh.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The beginning of the year means a new session for the Wisconsin State Legislature. Members of the State Senate and State Assembly were sworn into office on Monday, January 6th. There are a lot of new faces in that group, with 6 new members in the State Senate and 31 new representatives in the State Assembly. While Republicans will remain in the majority, that majority is now the smallest it has been in more than a decade. The days of the GOP's supermajority are over. After last year's elections under new, fairer maps, we'll see if those smaller majorities lead to more compromise in a legislature that's been dominated by the right for nearly 15 years. Just a handful of seats make the difference now between a Republican and Democratic majority, and there are many more opportunities now to bring accountability to legislators, especially those in competitive districts. And in a healthy democracy, that's the way things should be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has
no,
it?
No, not at all.
In the Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again. Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I drew my brother's name 1 year and we went to the mall and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him that I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock. Tony asking, HR doesn't listen to the show, right? Yes, Jacqueline listens. Big fan. she cares about college football. God love her. Big LSU fan.
Did the Tigers win? I don't know.
I don't know if they won their bowl game or not.
I'm just saying there's too much football. Yeah. That's the worst part about it. There's right. Just the onslaught at the end of the year. Too many bowl mania other games.
Luke Mathers is here for Tuesday Tangents with Luke. Always goes too quickly, Lukester. Let's get into a couple of quick things. Brewers news, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. If I could talk, I only get paid to do it. They're bringing back a hitter who is behind one of the biggest playoff homers in a minor league deal. Why did I agree to participate in dry January? first baseman Jack Bowers.
I'm signed pretty sure by, it's Jake.
Jake, yes. I told you I need new glasses. Jake Bowers signed a minor league contract with an invitation to a major league spring training deal the team announced yesterday. This guy, we didn't hear a lot about him until the end of the year, but he looks like the real deal. I'm happy that they're giving him a chance.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting to see how the infield gets retooled for this upcoming season. Mm-hmm. Again, important to point out, expectations were extremely low for the Brewers last year. They exceeded them by being even in the playoffs. There was a lot of excitement there. The fact that Murph was able to do what he did last season with the team that he had then going into the season. Huge success. So I'm very excited to
manager of the year.
Yeah. I'm very excited to see what he gets to do this year. We're obviously making a number of roster moves. The infield's going to look a lot different. And I think that Bowers can definitely fill a need at first base. And now the fact that, why can't I think of who just
Reese
left?
Hoskins?
Left for San Francisco.
Oh,
I know.
Adames. Willie Adames.
Willie. Yeah. I was like, yeah. I want to say Colton
Wong. The old man got one. Yeah. Woo!
Yeah. But with Willie heading out to San Francisco, they're going to see some of the options that they have at shortstop, and it's going to be interesting to see what kind of combinations we put together in the infield for the crew this upcoming season.
And the fact that he gets signed to a minor league contract, if he doesn't get picked up right away for a big league deal, As we found out this summer on our What Makes Wisconsin Great tour, you may see him up in Appleton with the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah. And so we've got a lot of young, exciting players. I mean, Jackson Churio, kind of just the tip of the iceberg. We got some other great young guys that are coming up through our system. So I think that this will be good for the Brewers, and excited to see how Bowers gets to handle that option at spring training.
Great optimism with the Brewers. Remember, pitchers and catchers report next month. Can you believe
that?
How about that?
I'm trying to get out to a couple spring training games.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Thanks.
Optimistic season ahead for the Brewers. On the other end of the spectrum, Packer fans saddened by the news that Christian Watson has torn an ACL. His season is over.
Most of next season expected probably, to be missed then as well, which is the real big bummer there.
Packers, of course, lose to the Bears on Sunday, Luke, and now are the seventh seed and travel to number three seed, Philadelphia Eagles. The broadcast starts at 1 o'clock on select civic media stations. As Letterman says, I hope one of your stations have been selected. It has been if you're in Richland Center, Park Falls, and Racine and Kenosha. Pregame show at 1 o'clock, kickoff on Sunday on Fox at 3. I think the Packers are one and done in the playoffs.
Really?
Yep.
You think that? I mean, Jalen Hurts hasn't even been determined whether or not he's going to be playing. You think if we go up against Philly's backup quarterback?
All right, I'll give you that. But I don't know that. I hope that Love, it was just a stinger or whatever his hand. But you got you got Malik Willis, the backup quarterback.
What you talking also about, Willis?
I'm talking about some trouble. Both our quarterbacks have at least some form of hand injury. I thought the defense looked terrible for the most part on Sunday against the Bears. I just think the Packers are on the wrong side of the tracks. And they had such a great end of the season up until the last 2 weeks.
Yeah. It's definitely an aspect of momentum that you don't want to see. I wish they could have finished the season strong. It is kind of almost funny, though, because, yes, the Bears break their losing streak against both the Packers and their 10-game losing streak in their season this year. Mm-hmm. But they end up with no difference in playoff result for us. We were still going to the playoffs.
Right.
Washington won their game, so we were still going to be the seventh seed, even if we did win.
Right.
And really the only outcome that changed is the Bears get a worse draft pick. It's honestly one of those just comical endings for the Chicago Bears because, you won your Super Bowl. You won five games for the season, the last one being against the Packers. Whoop-de-doo. I think that the Packers are going to kind of take this week to reevaluate. I think they got a shot going into Philly. Now, even with Hurts out, Saquon Barkley has been the most explosive, one of the, if not the most explosive offensive players this season. So it's going to be an uphill challenge. I don't want to discount that, but I think the Packers have a shot.
I saw a story earlier today that apparently Brian Gutekunst, general manager of the Packers, is trying to find somebody out there that can, a free agent they can bring in for a receiver this week. So we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. And there's a lot, again, that Goody's been good at. He's been, the trade for Malik Willis. Our season could be very similar to the Bears' season this year. If Jordan Love misses 2 to 3 games to start off the year, and all of a sudden they got to dig themselves out of a hole, Malik Willis and that acquisition from Tennessee was what really set us up to be in the position that we are to go to the playoffs again. And I think that if there's anybody out there, Goody's going to be the one to be able to find him, and we'll see how it works.
Luke Mathers, what's grinding your gears?
What's grinding my gears? I mean, everybody's circling back. You know how during the holidays, all the month of December, everybody's like, let's circle back in the new year. Everybody's circling back.
We've been here. We just been circling nothing.
It's circling back. It's just
circling the drain.
We appreciate you being here, Luke Mathers. Get the job done.
Always a pleasure, Todd.
Luke Mathers, Aaron Zommers, and of course, Jack Kelly for being on the show. All of your phone calls as well. We're out of time. Sorry, Jesse. We'll take your call tomorrow. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is next, followed by Mr. Dom Selvia and then Pete Schwab. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. See you tomorrow with Trigby Olson and Pat Kreitlow. And your day will come. Keep banging on your drum, and they will hear you.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwab.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, we go overtime with Maggie Dawn, America's mayor held in contempt of court. Former AG Brad Schimmel thinks Dems are guilty of lawfare. And will Wisconsin ever have binding referendums? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster?
Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The casket of former President Jimmy Carter arriving at Joint Base Andrews this past hour, making the journey from his home state of Georgia to the nation's capital. His casket will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol until his state funeral on Thursday. Jimmy Carter was 100 years old. President-elect Trump, at a briefing today, vowed to reverse President Biden's executive order banning off-coast drilling.
It's not really clear how Trump can just easily revoke that. His lawyers are surely going to have to do some legal analysis, given that that is a pretty major loophole that appears to be making this difficult for them, given that it has this permanent authority. Maybe it's something they go to the courts about. But again, it's not going to be as easy as Trump at least portrayed that it would be during his remarks.
ABC's Catherine Falders. A new brush fire challenging fire crews in Southern California, whipped up by Santa Ana winds. This is ABC News.
I'm James.